The presence of Saint Bertrand's tomb in the cathedral choir tells you how important the pilgrimage was. From the 12th century onwards, the cathedral was not only a secondary halt on the road to Compostela, but also a pilgrimage destination in its own right. The present tomb was built in the 15th century and replaced a more modest monument erected in 1309 for the translation of Saint Bertrand's relics by Bertrand de Gaulle, the first of the Avignon popes under the name of Clement V. The tomb consists of a large rectangular reliquary with an inclined roof with a pinnacle at each corner. The four gilt wooden angels, like the figure of Saint Bertrand, were added at a later date. In the niche, surmounted by a fine 15th century four-centred arch, is a gilt wood reliquary bust of the saint. The altar is made of Sarrancolin marble. The six late 16th and early 17th century paintings on the front are structured in three registers. The top register shows the 30th miracle worked by the saint, as told by Vital in his Liber Miraculorum, or Book of Miracles. This is the story of Sanche Parra. On the right, the bishop asks Sanche to return the livestock he's stolen in Comminges. On the left, he's freeing him from the Saracens. The centre register shows Saint Bertrand preaching in the Val d'Azun. On the right, he's trying to reason with a lord who refuses to respect the truce of God, and a man is cutting off the tail of his mule. The women are imploring the bishop not to avenge himself on the populace, and promise to bring him, each year, the proceeds from the sale of their butter. On the left, Saint Bertrand is seen multiplying bread and wine, a reference to the prosperity in the Comminges during his episcopacy. The lower register shows the translation of Saint Bertrand's relics in 1309. On the left is the procession of clerics, monks and bishops surrounding the reliquary of Saint Bertrand, carried by four cardinals. To the right, Pope Clement V is raising the head-shaped reliquary himself. Behind the tomb is a small passage up several steps to allow pilgrims to get a closer look at other relics of Saint Bertrand. I suggest you take the passage from the right-hand side. Notice how the choir enclosure stops the canons from seeing the saint's tomb. Did Jean de Morléans deliberately choose this configuration? It's possible. He was receptive to the criticisms formulated by reformers such as Luther with respect to relics and indulgences. He preferred to show the canons sculptures of the saint in his pastoral function. From then on, clerics and laity would rub shoulders, but not mix. Our visit to the cathedral continues with the choir stalls and the cloister. To get there, you have to go back out and through the ticket office. Before going in to see the stalls, listen to commentary number 12, which will help you to identify the marquetry busts on the outside of the choir enclosure.